is KD2AIC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jeff.
KD2VLA.
Okay, I got KC2NBU and KD2VLA. Are there any other check-ins? KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up? KC2MBU, Ray, you still with us?
Yeah, we got 57 degrees up on the hill here. And glad we didn't get the rain that they said we were going to get. It stayed dry all day. Getting ready to call it a night and head out to the auction in the morning.
Roger that. Okay. Well, thanks for checking in, and I guess they're not calling for really any much rain here, except maybe a little on Friday, and then after that they don't really know, I don't think. But, all right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on?
KC2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KE2VLA. Well, it's been a nice day. Enjoyed the weather. Mark and I drove up to camp this afternoon. Spent a couple hours wandering around. Didn't get a lot accomplished, but it was a nice day to spend in the woods. So that's about all the information we got. One, give me another point. This is KE2VLA, clear.
Do you happen to see any grouse or partridge flying around up there?
Negative. One airplane went over.
Roger that. Well, we plan on getting some hunting done up there this weekend. We'll see. All right. Thanks for checking in there, Clint. And it sounds like you had a good day. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2, hi, Jeff.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's two more. KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening, what's up?
Well, as usual, nothing exciting. However, a beautiful day today. A little rain overnight. When I say a little, I mean 3/100ths of an inch, which barely wets the rain gauge. Right now, we're 58 degrees. We got up probably to about 72, 73 today, but nice day, very little wind, so it made it really nice. And I guess that's about it. I'll just say 7/3 to everybody on the side there. And back to you, KA2000Z.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, we didn't get any of that here, at least that I saw anyway. But all right, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. WB2RUQ, John, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, KA2AIT, WB2RUQ. Or KD2AIT, WB2REQ. Nothing much. We're currently in Charlottesville, Virginia. And with any luck, I should be home tomorrow. So we had a nice drive up through North Carolina and good part of Virginia today. So I think it was a consistent 80 degrees all the way. And humidity not bad at all. Hey, that's about it from here. WB2REQ.
Okay. Well, sounds like you've had a busy day. And hopefully the rest of the drive will go okay. All right. Thanks for checking. checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. KC2WI. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, it's 55 here. And I came back from Lake Pleasant today and dropped off, set up a computer in Forestport and dropped another one off in Boonville and had lunch at Capri Pizza and stopped over at the farmer's market. And I really wanted to go swimming because I could say I went swimming on October 1st. I can't recall. I might have in my notes in some years, but I was in yesterday, not like very, well, I don't know. Technically, I guess I would probably not, I would have to say, honestly, I actually didn't actually swim, but I was in the water all the way. Up in Fawn Lake in Sacandaga, I guess both I was in. And it was a nice day. I think today maybe was actually a little warmer, even though it was cloudier. But I had things to do, and I decided not to detour. Fall color is definitely past peak up there. It's real nice, but you can start to see, especially in the higher elevations, you know, that kind of gray, obviously, treetops getting bare. But this has been pretty unusual. We haven't had real any kind of a real rainstorm or windstorm, and so it's still pretty good. I think tomorrow is supposed to be a windy day, though, and that's going to probably knock a bunch of leaves down, which is too bad. It's getting to be that time of the year, so. Let's see. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any really interesting wildlife. I guess I saw a couple deer here and there on the side of the road. Other than that, nothing particularly interesting in the last week or two. So we're just, kind of working away here and checking into the Air Force Mars digital training net and, I don't know, just doing stuff. So that's what's going on here. This weekend coming up, Sunday, is the Town and Country 10K run. Always looking for help on that. And I guess it's not official, but if we get enough people, communications for the Elks Walkathon on Saturday, talked to N2OIQ today, and he was asking about that. So that's the scoop, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I hear you. You do see some bald patches on some of these trees now. A little bit of wind is going to knock the rest of them off. In fact, if you just go out there and shake a branch, a bunch of leaves come right falling off. So that's okay. I want to do some more hunting here, and it's a lot easier up in the Adirondacks when a lot of them leaves are not on the trees. I can tell you that for sure. All right. Thanks for checking in, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. One thing you might note there, well, everybody, but especially you there, Pete, is I see the FCC shut down their website there because of the government shutdown. Usually I try to keep the license search open here on the window when I do the net, so in case somebody comes on that I never heard of before, I can do a quick look up on them and have their name and everything handy. So, but I see they got a page up there saying that they've shut it down for the time being. So I guess paying license fees and all that don't, I guess that goes in one door, not the other. So, all right. Thanks for checking in, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, it's myself. We had some running around to do up in Utica today, and we got that done, and getting some work done here tonight. And more work done tomorrow. So it's non-stop week of work. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
At KC2WI, I noticed yesterday out, just, you know, out in the, where it was really quiet, for the last couple of days, no real wind or anything. And I was looking out the window maybe yesterday in the house and noticing this. The leaves just fall, you know, not a lot, but here's a leaf, here's a leaf. And the other interesting thing is you look around the lake, and around the lake shore it's really nice color, you know, and as you get away from it, it's browner, so, you know, the water's moderating the temperature at night, I guess, and keeping some of the leaves on the trees, but you can see as you get away from it that they're, you know, it gets a little bit grayer, and the mountaintops, yeah, so, and it's near, I guess, you know, for hunting it's good, and actually for hiking around, sort of bushwhacking, it's good too, because you can kind of see where you're going, and if you're in a high, you know, on a ridge or something, you can figure out where you are a lot easier, but, oh well. Pretty soon. KC2WI.
Okay. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Ray, Clint, John, Jack, and Pete for checking in. And say 73 is anyone who's listening in. This is 82 AIT, clear.
KPI is where I can. Looking for any station with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And to KPI is where I can. And if somebody's trying to check in, there's absolutely no audio. And to KPI. KPI for Afghan, any stations with or without traffic.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
Yeah, KC2NVU, thank you much for checking in. Anybody else? Answer KPI for Afghan. Final call for Afghan, any stations with or without. Okay, nothing heard. KC2NVU, thanks again for checking in tonight. Have a good evening, and to KBR.